Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. I've been doing a lot of work around resistance these past months. Physical resistance, mind resistance, and energetic resistance. Actually, earlier I thought that resistance was about the mind and the body only. But well, it's not. Actually, the biggest one to master is the energetic one. When we master this one, the mind and the body always will follow. Let me share an easy example for the mind to understand. I'm going to the gym and I have a personal trainer and it's quite tough, the training, right? So when we go to the training and start doing the exercises, we experience very directly the physical resistance, right? We experience our muscles sore, the cardiovascular system saying, slow down, I cannot. Like wanting to run away or wanting to stop because your body signalizes you, I can't do that. That's too hard, right? And the feedback that we get in those moments always comes from the weakest point in the chain. Let me put this example. So when I'm training my back, let me say, for example, roaming. My back could probably roam for way longer. But what happens is that my hands are the ones that are not able to hold the weight longer. So I have to stop because the hands open. They cannot hold the weight. Not because the muscle that actually I want to train is tired. And what happens is that often we get frustrated because in this example, the hands hurt so bad that we think that the back didn't actually train anything at all, right? Like, okay, so we have done this. It was so hard. Our hands are hurting and we don't feel nothing in the back, which was actually our intention. What we wanted to train was the back, but it looks like we didn't do anything for the back. And this is ultimately not true. The back did train a lot. The thing is that our body signalizes always the struggle of the weakest chain, the weakest member of the chain, right? We focus always on the noise. That's why we focus on the noise, on what is feeling bad and not in actually what we have achieved or what we want to achieve. So basically, the core message is that we always get distracted by the weakest point in our chain. Whatever that looks like for you. And that happens in our process of accessing higher states of consciousness as well. We get tuned into higher consciousness states, but there is always the ego mind chattering around. So it's not that we're not tapped and tuned into higher states of consciousness. Probably it is that we're actually focusing much more on the weakest point in our chain, which oftentimes is the ego, which is showing us our lower aspects that are calling for transformation, that are calling us for expansion, right? When we deeply desire to create something, take a lead, a project, write a book, a presentation, to show up in a different way, whatever it is, right? We always get distracted by the weakest point in the chain, especially when it's something that we're creating new, that it's something that it's out of our comfort zone, that it's something that we haven't done before, which includes that we need to show up in a different energy than we did before, right? We need to embody first the energy. We need to embody first the vibrations in order to be able to create it, to manifest it, right? I like more the word creation. And oftentimes what happens is because we get distracted by this weakest point in our chain, by our ego mind chattering, or you don't have what it takes, blah, 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 blah. We quit. We quit without even trying to do what we want, or we quit. We just talk ourselves out of that. Like, okay, maybe that's not what I want. Maybe that's not the right thing to do. Is it the right thing to do? Oh, and then we get stuck in overthinking, right? Oftentimes that happens, that, oh, is that the right decision? Is it the bad one? And we get stuck in overthinking and then nothing happens. And actually what happens when we get stuck in overthinking is that we get stuck in a lower vibration that is not the one that would embody us having that creation already. Does that make sense? And that weak point in your chain might look very different. I think that there are so many in the list. It's as long as human beings are on the planet. But just let me mention you a couple of those that are very familiar to me. I'm not prepared enough to take over this lead or to do this. I first need to do this and this and that. Like, for example, before I was launching this podcast, this was a new task for me. I never had launched a podcast before. So the ego aspect of me was saying, oh, well, first you need to be an expert and get to know all the details on how to launch a podcast, how you want to do that, what program, how you want to snippet, like what sounds, what blah, 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 like all this stuff around. If I would have go that way, what would have happened is that I wouldn't have recorded no episode because I would have put all my energy and all of this stuff around. That is actually a very beautiful way of our mind distracting us, like the weakest point in our chain, distracting us to take the action on what we truly want. So it gives us the feeling that we're doing so much and that we're in the right direction because I'm learning how to create a podcast. But actually what I'm doing is distracting myself and avoiding that my higher self can come through and create what I want to create. Right? Does that sound familiar to you? Or maybe the other one is the one that I mentioned before. I'm not sure that this is the right decision. And then we get stuck in overthinking. Or maybe there is something around, oh, I don't need to know into this direction because I know it already. Or I'm not sure if I even want to do this, which is also very related with right decision or not, getting stuck in overthinking. Maybe there is fear of failure, right? Or fear of success. What would happen if people listen to my podcast? Or maybe there is something like fear of judgment. What will other people think? Or if I do this and if I share all these messages that I'm sharing, will the people still approve of me? Will they still like me? Will they still love me? Or maybe there is something around that is familiar to you, like, am I worthy of wanting to have this, of having this? Or maybe sometimes even it could be a distraction of feeling physical symptoms and pains. And I want to get into that point a lot because I think that this is one that is very often missed and that people don't have so much consciousness about that. Oftentimes, because the ego mind is really sneaky, right? It's really creative. It doesn't want to lose control, you know, and because of that, it gets really creative on the ways of how can it distract us from really connecting with higher self, tapping into higher consciousness and letting it flow through us. Why? Because the ego is afraid of losing control. That's very clear, right? So sometimes in its sneakiness, what happens, and I say it with love because I'm embracing my ego self. It's part of me and I love it, right? I'm not struggling with it. I sometimes feel the pain that it causes, the self-doubt or the despair or anger or frustration or sadness or whatever it is, like the feelings that the ego creates, right? But I know that's not me. It's not me. I don't identify with it, but I embrace it. It's part of me, okay? And actually, it is my friend because it shows me what other aspects of me I do need to transcend, to let go of, in order to embody the person that I want to be the vibration that I want to be, right? Okay, so back to the physical symptoms and pains. So oftentimes, we might get kind of this ego chatter, and sometimes we might get like a big headache that is distracting us of, okay, today I cannot do that because I have this big headache that I cannot record the podcast episodes. I don't feel like at my best, right? And maybe what we're overseeing is that our body is actually transmuting the frequencies, right? So there is a very important aspect to know. And I will expand on this in a different episode. But whenever we tap into a higher frequency energetically, our physical body needs to catch up on it, right? And this creates discomfort. It's not always like a pretty party, right? If you're transmuting energies in your body and you're transmuting lower aspects of yourself energetically, your body will react and it will show up with discomfort because it needs to be lighter. It needs to change its energy, right? So my invitation for you is raise awareness on your physical symptoms because those could be a signal of you transmuting something and also they showing up as noise or weakest point in your chain, wanting to show up and embody a high vibration, a higher version of who you are. So the message for you today is focus on your dream, your desire, and learn how to navigate the duality. Because the duality is never ever going to disappear. That was something that I believed before that was going to happen, that if I'm evolved enough, the duality would disappear. But it doesn't unless I leave my body, which, you know, like unless I leave my body, the duality will always be here. And that's something that if you're a very ancient soul, a starseed or whatever tag you want to put on that, I'm not a friend of tags. That's why I'm not talking in those terms so much. You might be very acquainted of this feeling of sometimes just wanting to rather be in your higher consciousness and avoiding the earthly being, right? But it's not. Our task is to focus on our dream, our desire, and navigating duality, because what it is about is to transmute all of those high vibe, high consciousness energies and frequencies to get them and bring them in, integrate them in, materializing them in into this dimension. Don't get distracted from what you truly want, from what your higher self is telling you. Don't get distracted from what your heart's desire is, your higher self's desire is, by the noise of the weakest point in your chain. The weakest point in your chain is your friend. It's showing you the aspects that are not in alignment, that are not still in alignment with that version of you that is going to create and materialize the desire that you want. Resistance and this noise is the symptom of evolution and expansion. If you're not experiencing resistance, you're not expanding and evolving. Keep that in mind. That's what I have for you today. I'm wishing you a beautiful, loving, and bright day wherever you are, sending you much love. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.